This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM. And welcome to the best of series of Love Keras, where we look back at some of your favourite episodes over recent weeks. This is Love Keras.
Good morning. You're speaking with Keras on Love Keras, Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And this morning, I'm being joined by the lovely Nell from Remedy in Stratford. And she's got so many things that she's going to talk about. I can't wait to hear all about it. So, yeah, my name's Keras, as I've just said, and I'm kind of well known in the area. I'm a body worker, massage therapist, a healer, and I'm also the author and artist of Peace of Mind. It's an intuitive healing process. And it's a deck of cards which connects you with your inner being and helps you understand what's going on in your energy at the moment. I offer private readings, both online and offline. If you'd like to connect with me, I will give you details later on. But the best way to connect with me is through my Facebook page, Love Keras. So we'll get on with the show. And I'd like to introduce Nell. Good morning, Nell. How are you doing?
Morning, Keras. Thank you very much for inviting me onto your show today. I'm doing fantastic, thank you.
That's awesome news. Thank you for coming. It's so such a blessing to be able to talk to incredible people all over Taranaki, and thank you so much for coming to play.
Don't we have amazing people in Taranaki? These healers everywhere.
We really do, and I'm blessed to do the job that I do. And to meet so many different people who have got so many gifts to share.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's becoming authentically you and being able to offer that service to others to become the best version of them they can be.
Absolutely. And that is my aim inside my business.
Yeah.
Basically 25 years of supporting community.
Absolutely.
And watching people grow and journey.
Yeah.
And do amazing things with their lives.
Tell me more about your business.
So we have 9 practitioners working in Remedy.
Yeah.
So Remedy's on Broadway in Stratford, yeah. Underneath the iconic clock tower.
Yes, I'm there every Monday, guys. If you want to book in with me, just give the shop a call and somebody will be able to fit you in.
Yeah, I feel really blessed that I have an amazing team that works in there as well. So we've got 4 staff.
Yes.
And they all bring their own beautiful skills.
Oh, they absolutely do.
And the laughter in the shop is amazing. It's it's absolutely stunning. And we have people just pop in the door that just says, you know, we're not here for anything. We just want to feel the vibe. It feels amazing in here. It's a real blessing for Stratford and a blessing to me.
Yes.
Because that's something I created 25 years ago with the vision of making a one-stop place for Stratford.
And that's exactly what you've done. I feel so blessed to have the opportunity to be with you girls and the Top Shop.
Absolutely. That was amazing last year, winning the 2024 Chamber of Commerce Top Shop, so for our central region.
Absolutely. What an award.
Absolutely. It was just, it's such an amazing thing to be recognized after all this time and the hard work that's gone in to creating what we've got. It's like the hand that says thank you.
After 25 years in business, to have a recognition like that, that's pretty cool.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. We've got 3 chiropractors that work out of there. We've got a girl who does Reiki, nutrition advice.
Yeah.
I'm a medical herbalist,
yeah.
Craniosacral therapist. reflexology, yep. ear candling,
yep.
Therapeutic massage, all sorts of massage. I prefer to do a massage that actually helps someone fix their issues.
Absolutely.
So I'm actually pretty booked. So if you do want to see me,
yeah,
there is a wait list.
Yep.
So get in if you need to.
Get in quick, guys. Phone the shop and ask for Nell.
Absolutely.
At the earliest possible opportunity to get in to see you.
Absolutely. I put a lot of people back into the workforce by being able to help with their conditions.
And that's what it's all about is just, you know, you can't help what's happened, but moving on from then to now.
We also stock a huge range of organic food, supplements, skincare, pet care, aromatherapy. Our amazingly trained staff will help every single person with what they require. If we don't have what you need, they're happy as to find research, see what we can do to make that happen for you.
Yeah.
So, it's really a one-stop.
It really
holistic
is.
Holistic health shop.
I mean, I know I'm only there on a Monday, but from my observation as well, there's so many people that come in and looking for help in one way or another. And exactly what you said, if we don't actually have what you need, we'll find out.
Absolutely, we will. And that's what I love about my staff too. They're really keen to do the research if there's something they don't know about.
Yes.
They boots and all in there.
Yeah.
Sorting it out.
And they love what they do, and that's the best thing about it.
Yep. And the TikToks, oh my gosh.
Oh my God, yes, I do laugh at them.
It's amazing. I don't have the confidence to do that myself, but those girls are amazing. And make the town smile.
They do, they really do. I see all the comments on... So through Facebook more than anything, aye?
Absolutely.
So it's all on your Facebook. What and your Facebook page is?
Mon Earth Healing Limited, trading as Remedy Health and Wellness Centre.
Excellent.
You'll find us there.
And I will link that. If anybody's following my Facebook page, I'd link everybody that comes on the show with their Facebook pages. So if you need to connect, follow my Facebook page, like and share or whatever. And, yeah, keep an eye out on my Facebook page because all this information will be linked in a post after the show airs.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you, Kiris.
You're very That's welcome. Awesome. You're very welcome.
The people that we see, they've made a choice to make a change in their lives.
Yeah.
And that is really dear to my heart.
Yes.
And the changes that are required to move forward.
Because you have to want to make a change to find the answer, really, don't you?
Absolutely. It's a change of thought, change of heart, change of being, sometimes a change of place. And so that motto, be the change that you want to see in the world.
Yeah.
It's so important.
And we've got a song that might reflect that, eh?
Absolutely, we do.
Cool. So what's your song?
So Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar bone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's the way I want you to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm
that man, he's got some amazing words, and I know he's loved by everybody and everyone, but boy, do his songs just hit home, eh?
They absolutely do. Absolutely they do.
And the thing is, everybody can resonate with his stories as well. The songs, you know, the words that come out through the songs, we can all resonate to some point.
Yes, there is truth for each person.
Yeah.
That resonates loudly in there.
So tell me now, I'm curious to know about more about you and your journey. Where did it all begin for you? How did you get from A to B to C?
So mine's a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
It didn't just happen overnight. I came into this world with a sense of telepathy with animals,
yeah,
and plants. Nobody had taught me from a very little tacker. Basically, I was self-medicating myself out on the farm.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily trust humans,
yeah,
because of a pretty shocking childhood.
Yeah.
So the animals were my guides and my friends and my confidants.
Yeah.
And I found I could actually speak with them through their minds.
Yes.
And so I could play, and we just knew each other so well. And wherever they needed to find where I was, there would be a menagerie of animals following me everywhere. So it began there. The plants, I was always treating my own warts when they popped up. Nobody told me about what plants they were. I didn't even know what the plants were called.
Yeah.
But I was treating myself.
You just knew that.
I knew that. I brought that with me from wherever I came. That came with me. So, yeah, we journeyed that way. By the time I got to around just before 30, mid-20s, I'd had my babies, two of my babies. They were my hugest teachers in spirituality.
God, yeah.
My eldest boy, right from the get-go, had spirit talking to him.
Yeah.
He spoke different languages. So he taught me so much about that realm.
Yeah.
And what was happening.
Yeah.
So we could connect all the dots. even from 6 months old, before he could talk, we had telepathy happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that was stunning
to walk
the journey with him doing that.
Yeah.
He's now coming up 30.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been a beautiful journey of learning through them. Once I spoke about my childhood traumas, was when my journey really opened up, because I'd actually kept that quiet for 30 years of my life.
It's incredible how we do that, eh?
Absolutely. And the moon actually helped me do that.
Yeah.
Basically opened my heart up to be able to understand why I was feeling like I was, and to reach out and actually start doing something about that.
And we're not taught that stuff in schools.
No, we are not. We are not. Albeit, as much as, you know, childhood was what it was, I wouldn't have changed that for the world, because it made me who I am today.
Yeah.
It allowed me to help the people that I'm helping, because I see that in them.
Yeah.
And so, we can journey together with a knowing, not just out of a textbook. This is how it goes.
Yeah.
So I love that part, because, you know, we shed tears and we shed laughter when we're journeying through
Absolutely.
A similar thing.
Yeah.
Also, we came from a background where scarcity was real.
Yes.
And so we had gardens, we made everything. So the learning I had with canning and, just harvesting and amazing, you know.
Again, that's something that's
not
hardly
taught.
Anybody, unless your grandma taught you as a child or whatever.
Absolutely.
We don't know anything like that.
No, that's exactly right. And some of the memories I have, you know, just I know there's children that are now adults out there my age that will hold memories that I created for them going to primary school. Basically, I'd harness up my horse and go with the horse and cart, especially when the apple trees in our fields at school were ready and the kids couldn't reach the apples.
Yeah.
I would harness up my horse with our buggy and take him there. And at lunchtime, I'd harness him back up, put all the kids on the buggy so that they could all stand and pick the apples off
so
the tree.
Cool.
Yeah, so I wouldn't change that. As much as some of it was seriously traumatic,
yeah,
it is an amazing journey,
yeah,
to have encountered that. as I went through doing the craniosacral course,
yeah,
was a really self opening journey for me.
Yeah.
And I'm so blessed that I did that with a local educator here in Taranaki. It was based on stillness training.
Yeah.
And so working through that, it actually worked through so much more of my childhood traumas as we did a two-year diploma,
yeah,
with 4 days full immersion every 6 weeks,
yeah,
was just incredible in that journey of opening and understanding my birth. We actually did a regression,
okay,
through meditation once we'd got quite a way in,
yeah,
on actually preconception process.
Yeah.
And that was so amazing to actually know that we were something before we came here. And my experience of that, doing that journey, I was sitting out in the universe beside this purple entity, and it was no form, it was just a beautiful Uruguay amethyst colored process standing beside me.
Yeah.
And I got to look and I got to see my entire life go past, and I was thinking, gosh, I don't want to go there. And next minute I was pushed, and I was leaning back looking at this thing as I was coming down, going, no, don't make me go there. And as I came in and was conceived, the words that came was, have faith.
Yeah.
And I was here. And the girl that was watching and doing the guided meditation through that and documenting as we were doing it, she said to me, I watched your head flip back. And you were just shaking your head going, no,
I don't want to go.
So that planted a seed for me as to my journey, and this was my path.
Yeah.
And to grab it with both hands and do what I can with it.
Yeah, that's an incredible journey.
Yeah. So when I was pregnant with my second boy, I was 7 months pregnant, my dad died. And so everyone, all the spiritual people around me kept saying, oh, your dad's going to see him before anybody else does, you know?
Yeah.
Well, he did.
Yeah.
Because he had already passed in that time. And 6 months after he died, I had a dream that he came to me and he spoke to me in that dream and told me I was going to open up a house shop.
Wow.
And so I woke up the next morning and those words fell out of my mouth. And I was like, crikey, I have no idea anything about running a health shop. I had always grown organic veggies and sold veggie packs to all the farmers and,
yeah,
in the area, but never had I, and I treated all my babies with natural remedies. I knew nothing. I learned from books as, yeah, I was a mum,
yeah,
to treat. But never had I thought of being in business,
yeah,
doing that. And 8 weeks later, my doors opened.
Wow.
And so 25 years ago, that was that journey was, okay, I've landed.
Yeah.
Now what do I do with that?
Yeah.
And in the time I started learning as a naturopath, and it didn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
There was something that felt very structured and book orientated,
yes,
and clinical,
yes,
and it felt wrong. And so partway through that study, I was lucky enough to have a friend who was studying through the herbal course in Waikato.
Yep.
And the owner of the college came down to assess him through my shop.
Yeah.
And she said to me, come study with us. You know, come study with us. And wow, that was the best thing I could have ever done.
Awesome.
Because it was all herbs. It was all the stuff that I really felt was in my life.
And when you, and when you're automatically attracted to something, you know that's your calling, eh?
Absolutely.
You can't study something that you don't want to know about.
No, not at all. It, yeah, it just, yeah, it was very doctrine and it wasn't me. So over the years, building what is now Remedy. Remedy was rebranded 5 years ago, so yeah. It was always Nell's Natural Health Clinic up till that point. But I had this vision right from the start that I wanted to create a space that many people could work from, and everyone in our area had choice.
Yeah.
That I was watching people driving out of Stratford, going to New Plymouth for particular appointments, and I was like, why is it not here?
Yeah.
Let's bring it right here.
Yeah.
So Remedy became Remedy, and that was exactly what was happening. We had created the structure and people came.
Yeah.
And so so now, you know, 5 years into being Remedy.
Yeah. 5 years, that's an interesting point of difference, because a lot has happened over the last 5 years.
It has, a lot. And just prior to us shifting into the new branded Remedy, we were faced with our pandemic, our global pandemic. That in itself was an eye-opener.
I was in the UK over this period, and I noticed so much how the people were so affected, what they were constantly being told, over what they knew from authentic allowance and what they knew deep in the heart.
Absolutely. It was a scary time to watch how we all rolled through that.
Yeah.
And for us in the natural health industry, was pretty intense.
Yeah.
When we know how to look after an immune system.
Yes.
And we know how it works.
Yes.
And we know how viruses work. And what we need to do to help ourselves, and we were silenced. And I had actually put an ad out on our Facebook page just as it started to show and emerge around the world.
Yeah.
And I didn't mention anything about immune or anything in those, you know, with COVID. I didn't mention any of that. I just put out all the things and a picture of all the things that can be helpful when we are under the weather. And my Facebook page immediately got blocked and shadow banned, and nobody could see my posts.
Yeah.
And I was like, gosh, what is going on here? You know, this is not right, that we should be talking about just natural things and we're not allowed to be saying those things. So so through COVID, we had to close, which in the first lockdown, we were at the end of summer going into autumn, and it was absolutely stunning. So it was actually a really nice time to be home.
Yeah.
But I felt drawn to that I needed to be helping people.
Yeah.
You know, people are scared out there, and some people were sick.
Yeah.
Some people were making themselves sick because of what
stress
they were being
and
fed, and you know, the constant thinking about stuff. So when you think about something, you give it energy.
Oh, absolutely. That's manifestation 101.
Absolutely. And so we were witnessing that. And so when it came to I would go back to work and I would do door-to-door deliveries for people, you know, and I would just, you know, to keep up the rules and regulations that we were held by at the time so that we didn't get arrested.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was like I needed to be helping people.
Yeah.
And so we journeyed through that with Voices for Freedom, basically promoting that we do not discriminate, you know. We're not drawing a line in the sand and there's you and me.
Yeah.
It's like us and them. That's right. We were all in it together. We were all faced with the same thing, and we're going to come out the other side together.
And I'm so glad that we are talking about this in past tense now, and the world's views have somewhat changed, and there's a lot more people open and looking for natural health above other things.
If anything, COVID actually really helped natural health. The offset of what that is that the trust was lost.
Yes.
With mainstream.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mainstream everything, you know, the trust with their own doctors were lost because of the forcefulness that this went through.
Yeah.
The injuries that we were seeing, that I've seen, so many.
Oh yeah,
was as heartbreaking that we got to that point. And so for natural health, everyone turned to natural health and says, you know, it's safe and it is effective.
It is, definitely.
And regardless of all of the other stuff going on around, we held strong like a beacon, you know, in people's lives that we're there for them.
I remember when I first started my training, the Hippocratic Oath was at first, do no harm.
Absolutely.
And that is my 100%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And none of that was upheld. And so when you see doctors that lost their jobs.
Yeah.
You know.
Midwives, doctors.
Oh, yep. The whole workforce in that process.
Nurses.
Kudos to the doctors that actually stood up and said, no way.
Yeah.
You know, this is not right. No way. And to lose that.
Yeah.
You know.
And thank them for sharing their voices, because without them, we would not be heard.
Absolutely, we would not be heard. Excellent. So the next song that I've chosen is actually from a woman in Australia, Isla May.
Yep.
She was a doctor.
Okay.
In Australia, who lost her job. She was actually producing music as her hobby on the side.
Yeah.
And when she lost her job, she actually wrote the song around what was happening and what was happening in her life, what she was seeing happening around the world.
Yeah.
And her producers of her music at the time refused to let her do that, and they pulled out and wouldn't let her. They wanted her to change the lyrics.
Yeah.
And so she went out on her own.
Oh, good on her.
And she created this next single. And to me, it gave hope that young people will actually stand up and be a voice.
Wonderful.
It was amazing. So enjoy.
Thank you.
I open up my phone on a Monday morning, staring at my screen, I'm tired and a little lonely. Mr. Musky says some shit that left so angry. Twitter walls and Gaza, man, it's overwhelming. Maybe that's how life becomes, when people less important than a profit line. No one cares about your dreams, just pay your tax on time. Keep scrolling, hold me near to you now. Gender, guns, religion and abortion rights. You better pick a tribe and ain't the other side. Keep scrolling.
Did you see Taylor live?
Man-made virus, watch the millions die. Biggest profit of their lives. Here's inflation, that's your prize. This is Carmageddon. Turn on the news and eat the lies. Kim or Kanye, pick a side. Cancel culture, war divide. This is Carmageddon. Corporations swear they never lie. Politicians bribe for life. More than war, it's genocide. This is Carmageddon. Welcome to the chaos of the times. If you go left and I go right, pray we make it out alive. This is Carmageddon. It's fashion week, celebs lose ribs. Balenciaga, how's the kids? Just as Drake, he's losing beef. Kendrick killed him in his sleep. This track's about beating up your queen. More women dying doesn't cause a scene. While we're fed all these distractions, kids are killed from Israel's actions. I'ma speak my mind. Sick to death of all these crazy lies. A circus for humanity's decline. We just want a peaceful life. Give the people back their rights. And I still got a beef, 'cause Fauci's laughing and we've been asleep. And who's a liar and it's running deep? Big Pharma finna eat, they a devil make them weak. Man-made virus, watch the millions die. Biggest profit of their lives. Here's inflation, that's your prize. This is Carmageddon. Turn on the news and eat the lies. Kim or Kanye, pick a side. Cancel culture, war divide. This is Carmageddon. Corporations swear they never lie. Politicians bribe.
And you're listening to Love Keris on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And that was an amazing song by a lady called IMA, and it's called Carmageddon. I've never heard that one before. That's really amazing. Thank you, Nell.
You're welcome. Yeah, when I heard that, it was just amazing. Yeah. I just thought, wow, she just voiced everything that we've all been thinking.
Yeah, yeah, indeed.
And she put it together so well. And for a young doctor,
yeah,
that's amazing.
I'm loving that, yeah, the younger generation are coming through and using their words in the best possible outcome.
Absolutely. That hope that the young people bring when they can see through the looking glass.
It's all about spreading the word, spreading the magic. I love it. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
And in this next segment, we're going to do our collective card pull, pulling in on the energies that's surrounding us at the moment. So not everybody will resonate with what's being told, but a lot of people will. And it's amazing how everything just comes to pass. And I'm going to be using my own deck, Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing process. And this deck was delivered to me at a time when I was going through some crazy times in my life, namely the last 5 years, when I needed somebody to talk to and there was nobody available. My guides just started downloading these images. And yeah, they've just been helping so many other people over the last few years that I'm glad to be able to offer them as a service. And Nell, what cards have you chosen today?
So my deck is Earth Magic by Stephen Farmer. These are beautifully illustrated, and because I love the earth and I'm in the earth, these really resonated with me. I love using them. They haven't gone wrong yet. Beautiful intuition.
Excellent. Right, so I'm doing a bit of a shuffle. I normally like them to pop out on me, but they've been a bit shy this morning. So I'm waiting for one to pop out and catch my intention. There you go. There's the boy. Oh, two. So, first card that came out was Stepping Out of the Shadows. And then we've got Winter's Wisdom. Now, stepping out the shadows represents, funny enough, what we've been talking about, is about coming out of hiding and your own, as you go through life, you collect, let's just put this picture on this, okay? We've got a backpack, and every time we go through an experience, we pick up a rock. And instead of looking at that experience or the rock, and saying, oh, well, I don't need to hold on to that and throw it away, we'll put this rock in our backpack. And then the next thing will occur and we'll pick up another rock. And then the next thing occur and we'll pick up another rock. And then we can't understand then when we get to a certain age, adulthood, these rocks, you know, this backpack, we've got a bad back, we've got sore neck and shoulders. And it's the weight of carrying all these rocks that honestly don't serve us any purpose, but they are memories that we choose to keep within our energy, within our brains. And the only thing they do is next time we come up to that situation, we're like, oh, that's right, that reminds me of when I went through that. And although it's good to go back and rethink the process, it's not always good to carry them around with you for the rest of your life. So the Winter's Wisdom card is asking you to take a few moments, or maybe, you know, there's a time when you don't sort out your energy, sometimes life happens and puts you in a position that you have to sort out the energy. It's similar to lockdown, you know, something happened and we were all shoved inside and we had no option but to see our lives for what it was and what it is, and within the boredom and the mistrust that was going on, we had to pull these rocks out one at a time and find out for true our authentic self and why we were given these gifts, or what we perceive as gifts, because they really are, because everything
happens for a reason. Life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. And for some people, it happened for us because we needed to come in touch with our own spiritual self, our own authentic truth, and decide which rocks to keep and which to throw away. So if you are experiencing that at the moment, you can take these steps to understand why certain instances occurred and how you can understand, go back to that time and space. How old was I at the time? Whose words am I hearing? And whose message is actually being implanted in my brain? Was it me? Or was it somebody close who told me how I should be thinking, feeling, and observing? And maybe the things can connect the dots and understand that your truth is your truth and allow that process to begin to clear for you. So I hope that makes sense, and I hope that helps somebody. If you need any help in understanding what's going on in your life at the moment, yeah, certainly seek advice. So now you've got Earth Magic, and have you got any cards flying out to you at the moment?
Yes. Yeah, so interestingly enough, the first card that popped out was Earth Magic. And the second, so that's talking about fairies, yep. With the Earth Magic. And
we've got a fairy there too, look.
The second card that came out was the Island or Solitude.
Yeah.
So it kind of butts up alongside what you've just really been talking about with the rocks in the backpack. Sometimes we need to take that solitude, be like an island, and actually study and learn what each of those rocks are, and maybe we leave them on that island.
Yeah, yeah.
But using the magic of fairies to learn from, what do they mean? What is a fairy to you? What kind of gifts do they offer? From the earth in order to give you strength and wisdom to be able to unpack what comes along in your experiences. Beautiful.
It's amazing how the cards are practically mirroring each other. I'm always constantly blown away by what comes out is meant to come out, because it's come out in two separate decks of cards now.
Absolutely, it has, yeah. And the Solitude card that's sitting here, what a gorgeous tree it has, actually this amethyst-coloured tree on top of the island. We're looking at the wisdom and the third eye, the connection that's running into there to give assistance.
Absolutely.
And solitude is so important on our journey.
And that's the thing, there's lots of words belonging to solitude, hermit mode as well. I found myself, when I go through my healing process, is I have to be in solitude. There's too much noise in the outside world that affects my thought process. So being alone and having that time to think, it really helps me understand what's really going on in my mind.
Absolutely. And it's that going within.
Yeah.
To actually have the quiet to go within, maybe take the fairy with you.
Yeah.
On the journey.
Oh, I like my fairies.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely stunning. Same. I do the same, when we need to go within, quiet in the mind, and go within and find where the answers lie.
Yeah.
And it's always done with love, so it's always walk the walk with love.
And there's also a case, how can we work through this? Is I call into my fairies or my angels or my guides, whatever name you resonate with. And I like to sit down with a piece of paper and write a letter.
Nice.
I write a letter to myself at the age, the time, the space where these issues actually started from. And understand what was going on in my life at that moment in time that made me think that was okay.
Yeah. And I think carrying that wisdom of being able to forgive yourself, for a part of the journey, because it has been somebody else's imprints that generally have molded us.
Yeah.
to a certain way of being. And so being able to break the mold,
yes,
and forgive yourself for believing all of that along the way. And once you do that, it's like it opens up a whole new journey, because
oh my God,
now you've
yes.
let go.
Yes.
And now you are open to receive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And allowing your inner child to play as they should have done when they were able to.
Absolutely. And being able to play with that inner child.
Because I don't believe that our age is a physical thing. Our age is a choice.
Hmm. Yeah.
Having that imagination, that, you know, the imagination of a child, bring it forward and play the games.
Mm-hmm.
And amazing things happen when you do that.
Absolutely. It reminds me of a treatment that myself and one other person does in Remedy with the craniosacral therapy, because you're creating a stillness and a quiet within for that person to be able to tap into those things safely and quietly but wholly.
Yeah.
And the inner child process that comes out of that is amazing.
Yeah.
The miracles that are performed in that place is fantastic, you know, when they get to meet that child and talk with that child and be able to heal as the adult, heal that child with them. And then they step out into a whole new journey, and gosh, it's just beautiful. It brings
tears. I love seeing so many changes.
Yeah.
The clients that come in and the clients that leave are two different people.
Absolutely, they are. That's exactly right. And I think that's the purpose, you know, is that if we can be that light and be that facilitator that can allow someone to be on that journey.
Yes, allowing to be, that's the profound sentence of the day, allowing yourself to be, who you are, and make yourself the best possible version of yourself.
Absolutely. And that never ends.
No.
You know, that is a continuous journey.
Because once you start on the inner child, you've got the inner teenager, you've got the young adult.
That's right. That's exactly
and
right.
And that's a whole new show.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nell, for joining me in that. That was a very interesting card reading, and I'm sure who's listening today will get something out of that. I'm sure they will.
Absolutely, they will.
And that comes to the next piece of music.
Okay, so the next song that I chose, I held my youngest son in my heart at that point when choosing that song, because I know out there with the listeners that it will resonate to a lot, that we've all had a journey somewhere with our children or someone we know who has really struggled through parts of their journey with addictions or ideologies of that, thinking that's the right choices, especially really vulnerable teenagers. And my heart goes out to the solo mums out there, because it is a hard journey by yourself. And when you've got factions that actually groom our babies from very young, they target solo mums' children because they know there isn't dads on the scene.
Yeah.
And so they try to step in and become that to our children.
Yeah.
And so I have lost my son to drugs and gangs at this moment in his life.
Yeah.
And that has been another 5-year journey of learning how to navigate that as a mum.
Yeah.
And trying to get all the supports in place that were required, and they all failed. So that was another journey in learning how to accomplish out of fails.
Because we only want what's best for our children.
Absolutely, we do. And to see the hurt and the harm continue and have no power was really hard. And last year, I spent a lot of last year unwell through the worry. It created a physical sickness for me.
Yeah.
And I got to the end of the year and decided, actually, as a mum, I'm going to do the hardest thing that we will ever have to do and let go.
Yeah.
And so in the letting go, it allows me to step back, find peace within myself, and still have my door open and my light on for when he is ready.
Always leave the light on.
Absolutely. And so this next song is exactly that, and I'm sure it will touch many people's hearts who have been in similar situations.
Thank you, Nell. I'm crying already, and we haven't played the song yet. I appreciate the feelings that you've given behind your choice of music. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
The second someone mentioned you are all alone, I could feel the trouble coursing through your veins. Now I know it's got a hold. Just a phone call left unanswered had me sparking now. These cigarettes won't stop me wondering where you are. Don't let go. Keep a hold. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on. What's been on your mind? Lately you've been searching for a darker place to hide. That's alright. But if you carry on abusing, you'll be robbed from us. I refuse to lose another friend to drugs. Just come home. Don't let go. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on. I will leave the light on.
And you're listening to Love Keres on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And I just got to say, wow, that song brought up heaps of emotions. Both Nell and I were in tears. You're reflecting on our own journeys with our own children. And at the end of the day, we only want what's best for our children. And sometimes it takes a little bit of a time for the children to see that in their own right. And all we can do is love them until that happens. So now let's change the subject here and give it a lighter note. What's going on in your world right here, right now?
Well, we have got a whole new journey about to embark on.
Yeah.
Where Remedy is concerned.
Yeah.
After 25 years, I have decided that Remedy is up for sale.
Ooh.
So, she has been birthed. She has crawled. She has stood up. She's fallen down. She's stood up again. She's fallen again.
Yeah.
She's got up and she's walked and she's now running.
And what a legacy.
And waiting for someone to put her wings on
She
can fly. So I'm looking for the right person to come and Let Her Fly.
Oh, wow. Anybody listening to this, if they are interested, to contact you?
Absolutely. Yep. So definitely either email us, so nellshealth at extra.co.nz with your inquiries. You can also find the listing on Trade Me. So, yep, go and look for businesses for sale on there and you'll find Remedy there. Definitely looking for any like-minded, hearted person whose vocation is to work with our community and lift them up.
They'll be hitting the ground running with such amazing people already in situ.
Absolutely. Remedy is booming right now, and she's got room to grow some more. So we just need to put those wings on her. And I'm wanting to just work in Remedy as a practitioner.
Yeah.
And also do a little bit more with my grandchildren. I also do lots of gardening, so I'm in the Sustainable Backyard Trail this year, but wanting to do more with herbs and plants and teaching.
Oh, that'd be pretty exciting for you, mind.
Yeah, so I really want to step further into the edible weeds workshops and things and teaching people the weeds in their backyard, how powerful they are and what they can do with those, because they are free and gifted to us by Gaia. So we need to know how to work with that.
We certainly do.
Yeah, and they're pretty tasty.
Yeah.
So
I'll have to come and experience one of your workshops.
Absolutely. So during the garden festival, at the end of October, first week of November, my garden will be open, and every day I'll be doing workshops for koha.
Yeah.
So we can go over lots of different options through that week.
Yeah.
And you get to come and experience some of the plants that not everyone grows in their garden. So a lot of the medicinal herbs that I have growing as well.
Yeah.
So you can see them in their environments and get to experience them.
And there'll be a lot of people coming into this from scratch without having any prior knowledge, like me.
Absolutely. And that's what I love the most. People like that, like yourself. Just the joy that is learned out of a common plant that we either pull out or we throw away or we step on or we mow, to understand its benefits and what they can actually do as life-giving for us is amazing. So absolutely, even for those who do know a bit, you know, there's quite a – it's we go in depth and different stages with those plants, from making medicines to making food, making external, internal preparations, and being able to harvest and grow the whole process from go to woe.
And because we don't know which way the world is going at the moment, what's the next thing that's going to come up? So to be able to have your own medicinal garden to be able to overcome anything that's thrown at us.
Absolutely.
It's what an amazing source. Thank you. Thank you, Nell, for thinking of us in that way.
And a driver in that is when we live in a lower socioeconomic area as well, people can't always afford the medicines.
No,
they can't, even herbal medicines, you know, they can't afford what is going on to help their family.
Yeah.
So learning some really basic rules around what's growing in their backyard for free is so helpful to those families.
And we are lucky to be in the kind of area where there are so many, like where I grew up in the Rhondda, we didn't have a backyard, or if we did, it was concrete. So to be, you know, most houses in New Zealand have got a little spot that they can delegate to a medicinal herbal garden.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining me today. We're going to sign off now, and for everybody listening, thank you so much, and we love you lots, and hopefully we'll catch up next week.
Thank you, Karis, for inviting me onto the show. Thanks to Access Radio for having the time to put in with us, and look forward to seeing you all at the gardens.
Yay, we look forward to it as well. Have an amazing day, everybody. Love you lots. Love, Karis.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.